This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On today's Live Feed, we feature the music of The Ditch Lilies. Kari Larson and Lisa Schultz dust off the rare and forgotten tunes and hone the more familiar ones, with the goal of sharing them with the audiences of today. KQAL's Anna Flores will talk with Kari and Lisa about their music. Plus, we will hear part of their concert that was held March 22nd at the Winona Arts Center.
You're listening to KQAL. This is Anna Flores, and I'm sitting down with the Ditch Lilies. Can I have you guys introduce yourselves, where you're from, and what it is you do in the band?
I'm Kari Larson, and I live in Maiden Rock, Wisconsin, and I play mandolin, guitar, ukulele, and tenor guitar.
I'm Lisa Schultz, and I also live in Maiden Rock, Wisconsin, and I play guitar, banjo, mandolin, and a little bit of ukulele. Just starting to learn.
Oh, it's a cool little instrument. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tried doing guitar, but I figured I could do ukulele because my hands are small.
You should. You can go everywhere with
yeah.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fits in the overhead on the plane easier.
So let's start with, where do you think your musical inclinations derived from?
Inclinations. My family was very interested in early country music, you know, kind of Tin Pan Alley stuff. I had a regular upbringing with piano lessons and guitar, and a lot of my family was really into just hanging out and singing together and stuff like that. I think that's probably where inclinations started for me.
I just sat around and listened to records and tried to copy them on my guitar when I was a kid. Sort of a nerdy kid, you know, and listened. My parents had some kind of cool records for the time, you know, the Crosby, Stills and Nash and Joni Mitchell and stuff like that, Bob Dylan, and so I would sit around and try to copy them on my guitar. My dad's guitar, really, it was his, sitting there, and I decided to try to pick it up and start learning stuff, and I've always been interested in music, and that was my early inclination, I guess.
Watching the train carrying Jimmy Rogers home. I can hear
slow. Sounds like it's crying. Singing rhythm and tune. Back to the song we started ago.
Now back to the live feed and Anna Flores' interview with the Ditch Lilies.
And then what kind of bands or musicians influenced you guys?
We've sort of morphed a little bit in the last 10 or so years that we've been playing together. When we first started out, we were a lot more interested in just straight up honky-tonk, early honky-tonk and bluegrass. And I would say we were pretty influenced by George Jones and Hank Williams and Bill Monroe. Sheesh, all the old honky-tonkers, really. Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash, you know. All, like, the Stanley Brothers, those sorts of folks.
We've both always been interested in old-time music, too, so that sort of started to filter in, and the people we played with, different numbers of people have been in the group. It's ranged from 2 to 4 over the years, and everyone in the group has always had an interest in either old-time or bluegrass or early kind of just American roots stuff of some form or another.
Thank you.
back to the live feed and Anna Flores' interview with the Ditch Lilies.
How do you guys then put your own spin into the classics?
We've mostly, in this last 10 years or so, been a duo. I mean, we've always had other band members, but as we've played as a duo, it can be kind of restricting, you know? But I think in the restrictions of, okay, well, we don't have a drummer, or we don't have this or that, we've sort of instead taken a bunch of instruments and tried to mix it up. And maybe, you know, for a certain song that you would be more likely to hear a mandolin or what have you, we might use a ukulele instead. Or if it's a solo vocal piece, we would do harmonies with it instead. Or change the tempo, or, you know.
back to the live feed and Anna Flores' interview with the Ditch Lilies.
Tell me about some of your favorite performances or venues you played at.
Well, I have to say, Edge is one of them.
It really is. Love playing here.
Yeah, it's so relaxed and everybody's always so happy.
It's the greatest kind of bar gig you could have.
Yeah. I've had a really good time playing certain festivals, the Mabatma Festival in the summer, the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Festival. We've done the June and August Fest on that, and that's been a really good time. We played a ukulele fest in Milwaukee last September, which was, I think, my favorite festival I've ever played.
That was really fun.
Really came away happy after that one.
Energized.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I've been so close.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. More information on the Ditch Lilies can be found online at www.theditchlilies.com. And you can check them out on Facebook. You've been listening to The Live Feed right here on KQAL 89.5.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.